Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. All right, beautiful day, isn't it? This morning at 8 o'clock was raining and raining and raining, and now it's beautiful just because you are coming to church. It's fantastic. All right, well, the theme of my homily this morning is joy. But before I start, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, God, for sending your only begotten Son to be born of a virgin. And thank you, Jesus, for coming to us as a child. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to understand God's gift to us, the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, the shepherd of all humanity. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to start my homily today with a story. When I was growing up as a little kid, I used to tell Mom just before Christmas, I would like to hear a story about Christmas. So she takes the book out, and she put my clothes, heavy coats on, and take me to my neighbor to read me the story. Because you see, she doesn't know how to read or write. She has to take me somewhere else for somebody else to read me the story. And this happens every once in a while. Until my uncle from different town who used to visit sometimes on Christmas. And he is a storyteller. And I am telling you, he is a real storyteller. If you have a story that might last for about 10 minutes, he could spend an hour and a half on it. He took you all over the places before he bring you back to it. Right? So this is what it is. This is the story of Christmas. This is the Advent season, the story of Christmas. So let us quickly recap the last 2-3 weeks. The first week of Advent got us started and gave us an opportunity to change our hearts and stay focused on Christ. So if you have been focusing on Christ in the last 2-3 weeks, have no worry. God will bless you and give you the grace you need to move on. On the second Sunday of Advent, we were reminded by St. Paul. Yes, St. Paul, nobody else. Right? The crazy guy who tells you things. He writes sentence about this long, and there's no comma or period or nothing, and you expect to understand him, right? And he said that our preparation, prayers, knowledge, and discernment to follow Christ with sincere hearts, will make us pure and blameless. How pretty that is. How nice it is. Blameless. And fill us with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ. And last Sunday, the joyful Sunday, and Father Mark talked about it for the whole homily last Sunday, we are reminded that we are saints in the making. Yes, you and me are saints in the making. We are supposed to be holy. This is what we were created for, right? We're supposed to be holy. And so what we do is we try to move upward, ascend, to see our transcendent God. And this is the purpose of life, to be with him and enjoy his presence, right? We're always searching for that, searching for perfection. And this only will happen with the humility, self-surrender, and service to other. And when we do that, we experience joy. J-O-Y. In today's gospel, Mary, our spiritual mother, and she is filled with joy in spite of her difficulties. Being ridiculed by others, parental disapproval, and possible stoning, and the possibility of being divorced from Joseph. Think about that. A young girl between 14 and 17, let's make it 15, right, an average, okay? It was a tough situation for her, very tough, and you guys know that. But she overcame her fear with courage and faith, trusting God and carrying the word in her womb. So she set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah more than 10 days' journey on a donkey. They didn't have Greyhound buses way back then. They don't have airplanes to travel with. She just took a donkey, little thing, and she traveled on it to provide comfort to her cousin Elizabeth, who was with a child at old age, as she was told by the angel Gabriel. Mary's joy overshadows all the pain and the problem that enveloped her. Read this, just her joy allow her to do that. She was completely immersed in God's mercy and love and surrendered herself fully to his will. Can you and I do that? Can we surrender everything we have to God's will? Think about it. Mary realized that the prophecy of the Messiah in the Old Testament, which she learned when she was a little younger. You know, the story goes like this. When she was about 3 years of age, between 3 and 5, put it this way, her parents took her to the temple. This is what they do way back then. And left her there. And Mary never looked back. She was always gazing at her God. In this case, the guy over there. She didn't even turn back and say goodbye to her mom and dad because her gaze was right on God. It's beautiful to read these stories. So here we go. I lost my page. This is what happened, right? So she remembered what Isaiah said. She learned this when she was in the temple. Behold, the virgin shall be with a child and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel. And in the first reading of Micah is one of the little prophets, not the major one like Isaiah. He's little. You can even find his book in the Bible. And now you're wondering, it's in the last, almost the last book in the Old Testament. You'll find Micah there. There's a few chapters in there if you want to read it. And he said, listen to this. He said, and you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, very small town to be among the clan of Judah, which means big tribe, right? Or big city. From you shall come forth a king to shepherd his people. His greatness shall reach to the end of the earth, and he shall be called peace. He shall be peaced. And so Mary, with that in mind, she understood that. She understood the prophecy at her young age. But of course, she got some grace. God's word with her. Just like he is with you and me. But sometimes what we do, we reject him. Say, no, I have better things to do. But Mary did not do that. Everything God gave her, she took it. And she said, yes, give me some more. And give me some more. And this is the way she is. Can we be like her? Wow. Anyway, so she set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah. Note that Mary traveled in haste, not slowly, in haste. Do you remember the story? I don't know if you remember the story. If you go back in the Old Testament, there's a story about Abraham when he's sitting in the tent, right? And this true man came to him, supposed to be the angel of God. Actually, as theologian told us, these three men, three angels, supposed to be God, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So they came to Abraham while he was sitting in the tent. And what did he do? He is about 99 years of age, way back then. He got up in haste. He started moving. He told Sarah, make some bread for this guest. We got to feed them. We got to do this and we got to do that. He went to the farm and he got the best steer to come and slaughter it and feed them. 99 years old, in haste. See, the minute he saw the three men coming at him, he was filled with their presence. And when you are filled in God's grace, you cannot help it. You cannot go slowly anymore. You have to go in haste. And this is what happened to Mary. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. She was filled with God. So she went in haste to her cousin. So this is why Luke, I mean, you always wonder, why would Luke add these two sentences? I mean, these two words in this simple sentence. Why would he say? Why would he say what? You wonder. This is why. because Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she was very, and she was really, at the time of her pregnancy, she was feeling so filled with the Holy Spirit. So having experienced the shock, the confusion, and fear, of course, she accepted all that, even though she was afraid, right? And she so Mary, at the time of her departure to see her cousin Elizabeth, was completely different. She was transformed. Yes, you see, Mary realized three things, maybe many things, but I'm going to mention only three. People in town, including her friends, right, did not believe what she said. And she knew the gossiping will not stop. You know how that is, right? Once the gossip starts, it's hard to stop it. Do you agree with me? Are you awake? Okay, great. It's almost lunch. Okay? Two, Mary realized that she is the handmaid of God, the handmaid of the Lord. That's what she said. The minute she, at the Annunciation, said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And since she knows that, she knows she is the servant of God, just like we are, to serve you. Right? She is the servant of God. And so she went on to help her cousin, who is really in need, because she is much older. And Mary realized also, probably she thought to herself, the only one who is going to understand what I'm going through, and the only way who is going to believe me is my cousin. Just remember, she was rejected by everybody. Said, oh, my cousin is going to really understand what I'm going through. So Mary surrendered herself completely to God and let go of her fear, even though she had to travel up the mountain, down the valley, and long distance on a donkey. So she was excited and very happy to know when she went to share the excitement with somebody. Nobody believed her. She said, maybe my cousin will. Right? 10 days journey to share the good news with her. What are the good news? The incarnation of God. God became man. Right? The most significant event the world has ever seen or known. The child she is carrying is going to change the human history forever. History will not be the same anymore. So you see, Mary was not a naive young girl. She knew what was going on. She knew her life is going to change. No doubt about it. People are not going to look at her the same way. And her current life is going to change. So Mary's confusion, doubt, and fear were replaced by hope, trust, peace, grace, and joy. That's the word again, joy. God was doing wonderful things within Mary and for Mary when she said yes. Even though she did not understand everything, she said yes. So now, the most important thing for her to do is to have faith. Faith plays a major role here. If you don't understand things, what can you do? Do you accept it or not? If you accept it, you have faith. And I am not one of those guys who just say, yes, I believe it. I wish I were like that. Many of you are. And I am really envious of you when you are like that. I mean, I have my wife here somewhere. She drives me crazy sometimes. Yes, why don't you believe it, honey? Believe it. I said, how can I believe it? I have to study it. I have to understand how it goes. I said, just believe it. This is what the church taught for 2,000 years. Just believe it. It's an easy thing to do, to say, but it's very difficult to do. So Mary was not the only one who was excited and joyful. Guess who else was? Elizabeth. Thank you for reminding, for telling us that. She was excited too. And look what she did. The minute she saw Mary coming down the road, what did she do? She said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how did this happen to me? That the mother of my Lord come to me to visit me. this long journey, and you are pregnant, and you came on a donkey for 10 days just to see me. How nice of you. Blessed are you. It's not just a simple greeting. It's not just say, hello, cousin, how are you today? What did you bring with you? Did you bring me some candy cane or something like that? No, she did not. It was a very powerful statement from Elizabeth. It has a powerful meaning. She is the only person, as I understand it, I think I talked to Father Mark earlier, and he said, yeah, probably this is Theology 101. He agreed with me that Mary, Elizabeth, probably was the first human person to accept the fact that the baby in Mary's womb is her God. The first person in humanity. Remember, her mother rejected her. She didn't believe it. Joseph almost divorced her. All her friend and neighbor didn't believe that. So Mary is the only one who said, blessed are you among women. You are coming to my house. How wonderful that is. Okay? And who else was also happy? His first name started with a J. John, right? John, the minute he heard Mary's greeting, he leaped for joy. This is a tremendous communication between him and John, between Jesus and John. They communicated right at that moment. So what Jesus did, he baptized him with fire, with the Holy Spirit. This is why John couldn't stand it. He has to jump in his mother's womb. Right? So he was baptized. And Jesus said to John, when you're born, I want you to go and prepare the way for me. Did it for him. Brother and sisters, I don't know about you, but as I got older and older and older and older, Father Mark doesn't like me to say that. They say, I'm not very old, but I am getting there, right? The way I experience Christmas, the way I experience my relationship with others, with my family members, with anyone who meet, it really depends on my intimate relationship with God. It's a very good relationship. One goes up, the other goes up. One goes down, the other one goes down. So we must not fear Christ. We must not fear him at all. He is very gentle. He is very merciful. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I did not say that. He said it. I'm just repeating what he said. And we have been saying this for 2,000 years. Should we believe it? Should we have faith in it? You bet. But we still complain about it. Okay? This does not mean your life and my life will be easy. Not at all. Not at all. Challenges, pain, and sorrow, and sin will come and go. We'll overcome those things, but they will come and go. But our relationship with Christ will endure for an eternity. And as long as we keep our focus on him, our disappointments and mishaps can be overcome. Hope, faith, peace, and grace can triumph over strife. Joy over sadness. And most of all, the culture of life will triumph over the culture of death. I just want to finish with this about grace. Listen to what St. Faustina tells us from her diary. Go, my child, fortified by grace, and fight for my kingdom in human souls. I expect from you that a great number of souls will glorify my mercy for eternity. Receive my Holy Communion. We're going to do this in just a few minutes. It will give you strength to go through your journey in life. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you.